Welcome to week 5 of the Summer of Love. We are halfway through this program. It's hard to believe it's gone flying by, at least at our house. I hope that things at your house are going well. Remember, anytime you have a question about this week or past weeks, you are always welcome to email me, emily@evolving-parents.com. All right, so let's jump into week 5 content. Week 5 is all about enjoying our kids for the wonderfully imperfect beings that they are. It's hard work being a parent, and a lot of that time we are focused on helping them get better at things. But the cost of that is that sometimes we forget to stop and enjoy them right where they are, even though they are chewing with their lips open, even though they are whining endlessly, even though they are asking us to get them a glass of water when they are 4 feet from the sink. And so we spend a lot of our time making corrections, helping them learn new things, and that is especially evident at the dining room table. In our minds, before kids entered our families, we thought our dinner time or meal time would be places of these great conversations and laughter and connection. And now, if you took an audio clip of it and listened to it, we would find ourselves spending a lot of that time simply giving directions about what they need to be doing, which kind of pulls the joy out of any conversation that might be happening. So the week 5 challenge was to try and 5 times during your day not give the correction, just see your kiddo who they are right in this moment. And if you're having a bit of a hard time getting to 5 in a day, definitely try it at dinner. Because really, we want our kids to know that when we speak, it's not about how we want them to change. We don't want them to think that the only time they get messages from us, it's about how they need to do more or do something better or do it differently. We want them to hear from us when we are enjoying them just as they are. So that's the challenge for week 5. I would love to hear your funny stories about what happened at the dinner table when you stopped trying to give corrections. I actually had to refrain from reminding Eleanor for the umpteenth millionth time that the napkin belonged in her lap, and it pretty much killed me when she then used her sleeves as a napkin, but I made it through, and you can do it too. So enjoy week 5, and again, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to send them my way. It's been a delightful summer with all of you, and I look forward to the rest of it in the weeks ahead.